1 Timothy, chapter 2. I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings, be made for all men. For kings and all who are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Who would have all men to be saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth? For there is only one God, and only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Who gave himself a ransom for all, the testimony to be born in its own times. To which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth, I don't lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire therefore that the men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and disputing. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefastness and sobriety, not with braided hair, and gold or pearls or costly raiment. But, which becomes women professing godliness, through good works. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. But I do not permit a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not beguiled, but the woman being beguiled has fallen into transgression. But she will be saved through her childbearing, if they stay in faith and love and sanctification with sobriety.